Welcome to Men in Charge. In briefs, I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker.
Kevin, you're responsible for today's script, Magic of Radio Magic. From what strange inner recess of your brain did this come?
We've done puppetry on here. We've done mimes. And
right.
So now we're going to move into the natural extension of radio magic, where you don't get to see the illusions, but they're amazing nonetheless.
Yes. If you are attentive, you'll detect the implicit question that serves as the premise for this episode. Write it down and mail it in to us, and if you're correct, you could maybe win a valuable prize. Hello, hello. This is Peter Lloyd Evans, and welcome back for another instance of the magic of radio magic. We are ready to enjoy the performance by today's Mistress of Magic, Angelina Pickwick.
Hello, and welcome everyone. You know, outer space is magical. There's no air, no light, no people, and so there's certainly no Hostess Chocodile Treats. Yes, thank you. Only one of many illusions for you tonight. Here, young lady in the front row, you can have this Chocodile. Human beings have been fascinated by space. It seems like forever. For example, take the Egyptians and their pyramids. Pyramid power, right? Now, this pyramid is a little smaller than what Ramses or Cheops wanted to be buried in. Their pyramids matched the size of their egos. But let me tap each side of our more modest pyramid and the bottom to show you that this monument is just as solid as any of them in Egypt. But wait, a sandstorm! Let's give our pyramid another turn and welcome Nefertiti, the show's three-year-old Bengal tiger. Thank you, Neffy. Now Randy's going to take Neffy backstage for a snack. You know, one of the scientists who taught us the most about space never went there. His name was Isaac Newton, and he also invented the prism. The amazing thing about the prism, of course, is that you can take yellow light, symbolized by this yellow sword, also red light, blue light, and even green light, and by putting them all into the prism, you can produce a pure, brilliant white light like that of the stars. And for my final illusion tonight, let's talk about a woman who, as a child, desperately wanted to go to space. Let's call her John. And let's imagine that she decided to train in a gigantic glass jar filled with water, just like this one. I'm little astronaut John, and so I can go up this ladder and get into her space training chamber while the chamber's lid is closed. Ladies and gentlemen and others, please do not try this at home.
Don't worry, folks. She's done this escape 100 times.
She's been in the water too long. Hey, why are my socks getting so wet?
That's because I'm right here behind you, interrupting audience member.
I'm soaking wet now.
You're welcome. And let me just say that the most magical space in the world is the space between this man's ears.
Hey, I was just trying to make it clear how prisms work.
Well, that was truly amazing, but gosh, the number of factual inaccuracies in Angela Pickwick's patter. I don't know where to start. The Egyptians? Isaac Newton? And the prism? A girl named John? That's all the time we have now for the magic of radio magic. Thank goodness.
Tony, did anybody write in with their guess at the implicit question?
Lester Chesterfield of Portland, Maine asks, at night, how do I know if I'm asleep?
This is what proves empiricism wrong, ladies and gentlemen.
You're so wrong, we're going to extract a valuable prize. Go ahead and fill a box with things you think you'd like us to take.
There are some people we always lose sleep over the good of, and that is our cast. Tony Flynn, Deborah Marlowe, Kevin Decker, and Steve Lloyd.
And let's thank the only man who sets an early alarm to wake up the neighbor's dog, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.